Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Ravens Wire. OTA's back at it today. Out at one winning drive. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He is Kevin Allstreicher. Kevin, good morning. How you feeling today?
Good morning, guys. Feeling good. Yeah, OTAs, it's the final week here. Then you get into mandatory minicamp, and then you get that little hiatus before the team gets back on the field for training camp.
Now, we've been talking about Malachi Starks a lot here in the first hour of the show, now into Kevin, hour number two. And, you know, he was drafted to be a dude, first rounder to come in here and maybe free up Kyle Hamilton to do some stuff. And we haven't seen Kyle Hamilton since the first day of OTAs, but he'll be here next week for mandatories, we assume, by the way. But Malachi Starks, the versatility piece, brings what to Zach Gore, what he's trying to accomplish, and with Chuck Pagano bringing the grand poobah as well?
Yeah, I think it's huge. You know, Zach Gore, this Ravens defense, loves positional versatility, positionless defense, I would say, and that's really, I think, what we're seeing throughout the NFL. But for the Ravens, having Malachi being able to play all over the field is huge. And you mentioned, you know, Kyle Hamilton, the duo that they hopefully are going to form for years to come in Baltimore. I think with Malachi, his instincts, his IQ is through the roof. He knows what he's doing and knows how to use his skill set to his advantage. And that's a really big thing in this defense. And for me, you know, the big thing with Malachi is just being able to pick up on the defense, which he has seemingly been able to do so far throughout OTAs, and it's going to be a process continually for him. But still, there are a lot of different things that Malachi brings to the table. You know, you can use him down in the slot if you want to. Obviously, you know, with him and Hamilton, you can put both of them deep. You can put Hamilton up at the line. You can move Hamilton all around. You can move Starks all around. So I'm excited because I think with Zach Gore, he has all these different pieces that he can move around the football field. And for him, I'm sure it's a dream to have a rookie like Malachi on the team who, again, we heard nothing but good things. He was one of their Red Star prospects, and I think they were really excited to get him where they did.
Now, I was listening to Pat Ricard interviewed the other day, Kevin, and they were asking him, you know, how do you improve this number one offense? And he said improving penalties. That's the big thing, you know, improving penalties. And I think they were number one or number two in penalties offensively.
Yeah, I believe they're number one, yeah. It was not good. And I remember, you know, during the season last year, you know, I'd come on and talk to you guys, and the big story was, oh, hey, the Ravens, especially during losses, like, hey, what's the reason the Ravens lost? Well, they had 10 penalties for 108 yards or 11 penalties for 120 yards, and it just felt like that. And, you know, it wasn't all the offense. The defense had their fair share, too, but I think Patrick Ricard is right there, where we talked about it so many times where they would get, you know, an 8-yard gain on first down. They'd be in second and two. And then they would get 3 yards for a first down, but that was called back. And there was a holding call or an illegal formation call. And all of a sudden you go from second and two to second and 12. And then that just really just halts your momentum. And we saw that the Ravens had opportunities to get back into the games that they were in last season, or, you know, pull ahead in games that they lost, and they just couldn't do it because there was a really backbreaking penalty, it felt like, in every single one of those games. So I agree where, you know, we even heard early on that there were some false start penalties at OTAs. You obviously want to get that out now as they learn, you know, the nuances and everything, but penalties were a huge factor for the Ravens last season, and, you know, I hope we're not having that conversation again this year.
Kevin, you know who looks really good to me out there? I mean, his body looks so much better. Travis Jones. I mean, his lower body looks good, tight, you know, and upper body-wise, he got some guns, you know, and he just moving good. He looks like he's ready to have a big year.
Yeah, he's someone that excites me. I think a lot of guys on that D-line and just on the front seven, I think, are poised to have big years. And I think for Travis Jones, the fact that he can be a force both against the run and as a pass rusher, and a year three leap for Travis Jones, you know, it would be huge for them. So I think that for me, the Ravens have plenty of opportunities to, you know, get contributions, and even, you know, guys like Tavius Robinson and maybe Roderick Washington can step up this season. That would be big for them. But to me, I think that Travis Jones is one of the big X factors on that defensive line because, you know, we've seen him wreak havoc in the backfield. We've seen him wreak havoc as a pass rusher and, you know, use his skill set to his advantage. So I think for Travis Jones, especially with Nnamdi Madubuike there and Afeoye and, you know, the star power that they do have on that D-line, this is a big year for Travis Jones, and, you know, I'm excited to see what he can do with it.
Now, Kevin, a guy who kind of jumped out yesterday, showed a bunch of skill, was TJ Tampa. Made a nice play on the ball, you know, had an interception where he went up and got the football and showed some range and stuff. So he's kind of trying to make a name for himself.
Yeah, and I think for him, his rookie year being kind of injury-riddled the way it was, he didn't necessarily have that big of an opportunity. I'm not sure how big of an opportunity he would have gotten even if he was healthy. You know, it was more of a special teams year for him, to be honest there. But I think for TJ Tampa, there's an opportunity for him to potentially maybe surpass Shadobia Awuzie and maybe be the Ravens' third corner this year. Now, maybe they go out there and sign Jair Alexander and it'll be their fourth corner. That would be something else. But TJ Tampa has a really intriguing skill set. He's super physical. I think the ball skills are there for him. He can play the run, which is really good. So, you know, he's this guy that fits what Baltimore wants to do. And getting these reps in OTAs, I know everybody talks about attendance at OTAs and guys who are there, vets who are there or not. Look, it'd be great if everybody showed up to OTAs all the time and that's what it is, but it's voluntary, so I'm never going to bash a guy for not being there. But, you know, with guys not being there, it does give these younger players opportunities to get reps with the ones, figure things out, and, you know, continue to build. You know, does a Lamar Jackson need OTAs? You know, not necessarily. Does Derrick Henry need OTAs? Not necessarily. But hey, you know who's it's really beneficial for? A guy like TJ Tampa who's trying to, like you said, make a name for himself. So I think with the skill set is there, they got him in the fourth last year, which was an absolute steal. And I think that we'll see why this year.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And another guy who had a real nice practice yesterday, Tyler Loop. I mean, he got a powerful leg. And, you know, watching him on both fields, he didn't miss a kick.
Yeah, it seems like that's the trend so far through OTAs, which is big news, especially because, you know, we mentioned with Justin Tucker for all those years, the consistency on the field for him. And, you know, the powerful leg, like you said, where you could, for the majority of Tucker's career, obviously outside of last year, when he was on the field from 50-plus, you really felt good about it, which a lot of NFL teams can't say. So transitioning from that into a rookie kicker is going to be, it's going to be different. But to me, there will be those pressure moments where there'll be learning experiences. And, you know, we've heard that from Eric DeCosta. We've heard that from John Harbaugh where, you know, there's technically a competition out there, but unless Tyler Loop, you know, has the worst training camp you've ever seen, he's going to be their kicker this upcoming year. And I'm excited for it because, you know, the Ravens and their evaluation process with kickers, they know what they're doing. They have a lot of guys who know a lot of things about, you know, the specific traits they want out of a kicker. So I think that Loop will be good for them. There will be definitely hiccups and, you know, some up and down experiences because of the inexperience. But when it's all said and done, I have confidence that with his leg and, you know, with the fact that he's looked good so far through OTAs, and it's just OTAs, but at the same time, there is something you can take away from that.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, what's happening on the Ravens wire?
Yeah, just rounding out OTAs here, trying to talk about which guys can maybe have big impacts for the Ravens this year, underrated guys that could step up and maybe have bigger roles than people anticipate, and just getting ready for that mandatory minicamp to come down the pipeline next week.
Kevin, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday.
Thanks, Kev.
Appreciate you guys.
There's Kevin Allstriker. Come back. Got the whip around. Stanley Cup Finals Game 3 took place last night. Blowout, but drama nonetheless. And we'll talk Orioles with Andy Koska. Baltimore Banner, 11:30. Birds, Tigers coming up tonight. BBT, live from Pickles outside. Oh, my God. It'll be like we're revisiting an old friend. That starts at 5:30.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.